Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. The episode you're about to listen to was originally released in 2018, when life and my recording equipment was a lot simpler. It's been fixed up best it can and is being re-released as we wait for lockdowns to lift. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Humanity's Last Hope.
Is everything in place?
Good to go, boss.
Get the girls in. Come on, people, hustle. Asia, sweetie, you look great. Ivana.
Oh, darling.
Mwah, mwah, lovely as always. Now, have you read the script?
No, did not bother.
No problem. Ivana, you're playing the sexy volcano scientist. We'll get you there with the chemistry set, stirring beakers and shit.
Da, 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 da.
That's perfect. Now, Asia.
Actually, before we begin, I had a couple of questions about the script.
Now?
I've been trying to talk to you about it all morning.
What's the problem?
First of all, the script doesn't give the sexy volcano scientist a name.
Does she need one?
It helps with improvisation. I can't moan. Sexy volcano scientist. Sexy volcano scientist.
Call it, you know, Ivana Banga.
That's her name.
Her porn name. Just throw in a line calling her Professor Ivana Banga at the start.
Fine, I guess. But my second issue...
Really?
Yeah, really. There's no titty fucking in the script.
You don't like doing that.
It's not my favorite thing, but it's a titty fucker movie. I play Dr. Titty Fucker, world famous archaeologist. There was barely any in Titty Fucker 4, and this one is entirely lesbian. There's not even a chance for me to titty fuck.
I'll talk to the producers. We still haven't cast your evil stepmom in scene one, so maybe we can switch her and you can titty fuck your stepdad. Happy?
Thank you. I do appreciate it when we can collaborate like this.
Sure, Asia. You're the star.
One more thing.
Fucking hell, Asia.
The title.
What's wrong with it?
The titles used to be clever. Funny. Like Titty Fucker 3, the gold of Eldu Rider. Or Titty Fucker 4, the lust titty of Atlantis. But this one? Oh boy. Titty Fucker 5. Fucked in a volcano?
What?
I mean, come on.
All right. I'll have a word. Now, can we please get started?
Okay. Thanks for waiting, everyone. You're the real stars.
Asia, sweetie, let's get you on the other side of that door. Ivana, honey, pop your tits out and try to look like you know something about volcanoes. Quiet on set.
Humanity's reign on Earth has ended. A cataclysmic volcanic eruption has thrown the world into darkness. The triumphs of mankind lie smothered in ash, life itself driven to the brink of extinction. But not all have perished. On the distant planet of Mars, a desperate band of Earthlings struggle onward. They are far from home and far from safe. They are... humanity's last hope.
Kylie, turn the lights on.
Yes, Dr. Gutowski.
What time is it?
It is 2:17 in the morning.
Oh. Is anyone else awake?
Dr. Shepherd
is awake.
Where is she?
Dr. Shepherd is in her quarters.
Thank you, Kylie.
You are welcome, Dr. Gutowski.
And engage in unsolicited close...
Who is it?
It's Kelsey.
Do you know what time it is?
The time is 2:19 in the morning.
Yes, thank you, Kylie.
You are welcome, Dr. Shepherd.
I just need someone to talk to.
Hang on. Come in.
Door opening.
Sorry to disturb you, Andrea.
It's fine, Kelsey. What's up?
I hope you weren't doing anything too important.
I was just watching some TV.
Dr. Dane?
It's all I brought with me from Earth.
You should chat to Ben. He told me he has an exhaustive movie library.
A fact I am painfully aware of. What's up, Kelsey?
I've been having bad dreams.
My natural instinct is to roll my eyes, but I'm not going to. If it's serious enough for you to knock on my door in the wee hours of the morning, it's serious enough for me to listen.
Thanks, Andrea. You're very sweet.
Come on, sit down.
It'll be like a slumber party.
No, I don't do those. So, what's troubling you? Besides the end of the world, I mean.
It all started a few weeks ago, when we were doing the inventory of the base.
Hi, Kelsey, are you busy?
I'm just about to start my AMA. My AMA. It stands for Ask Me Anything.
It's a social media thing.
People post questions online and I respond. I've done a few in the past and they've proved to be very popular.
Really?
Yes! There's almost no questions about the effect of zero gravity on breasts anymore.
Wow, amazing. Kelsey, can I ask you something?
Andrea.
You can ask me anything. Great, thanks. Who's going to be attending this AMA? As in, who is going to be asking the questions?
I am anticipating it to be quieter than usual.
It's going to be silent.
The thought had occurred to me.
So, on that, I was wondering if you could help out on taking the base inventory.
Oh, I didn't realise that was starting today.
It wasn't going to, but it does need to be done. We can't rely on future deliveries from Earth, so we need to know what we've got. And Simon was being a little bitch, so I needed to keep him busy.
Of course. Always happy to help. Where are the boys?
I sent them over to Base Winfrey, see what's worth looting.
Oh?
The Americans aren't going to use any of it, are they? And then Ben got it into his head that they may have had a stockpile of Pop-Tarts, and I frankly couldn't stop him.
Aw, that's cute.
It terrifies me. The last thing we need is Ben on a sugar high, or Simon on a sugar crash for that matter. But point is, I thought we could make a start on things over here.
What would you like me to do?
It's not pleasant, but someone does need to go through cold storage.
Happy to, Andrea.
Great, thought you'd say that. Thanks. I was there for that entire conversation.
That's right.
You didn't need to flash back for the whole thing.
But it gives the story context.
And did you need to make me sound so sarcastic? I mean, I didn't come off as a particularly nice person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway, I went into cold storage and began to take inventory and went through the biorepository. That's where we keep all the biological samples of animal species.
I know that.
That's what we use to make the chickens.
So you were rooting around in the samples?
That's right. And then something strange happened.
What was it?
A voice, as though I was being drawn to something. And there, underneath the tardigrades, a sample, almost indistinguishable amongst the vast array of samples. So insignificant, but for its label, human male. Semen.
Gross.
Andrea.
What?
You're a scientist.
I'm an engineer.
And an adult woman.
Don't care.
You probably should get used to the word semen.
Nope.
Because I will be using the word semen quite a bit in this story.
Shan't. Won't. Even the word is sticky.
It was as though this sample was calling out to me.
Not literally, though.
And yet it was.
I mean, it wasn't.
As I held the semen in my hand, it was as if I held a baby in my hand.
Baby batter.
Oh, Andrea, that's awful.
Aha! Hypocrite.
I meant it was like holding something divine here on the desolate wasteland that is Mars. In the coldest recesses on a cold planet was a glimmer of hope. Another life.
It was frozen tadpoles, Kelsey.
I finished my job and catalogued everything. But even after I'd left cold storage, that semen was on my mind.
No, please. Any other word.
No, Andrea. It was semen.
No.
Semen.
Stop it.
Semen, semen, semen.
What the hell is going on?
Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Do you know what time it is?
The time is 2:26.
Yes, thank you, Kylie.
You are welcome, Dr. Blum.
We were just chatting and you walked in at an inopportune moment.
Chat? Like a girl chat?
Yes, it's like a slumber party.
It is nothing like a slumber party.
And you were talking about...
semen.
Gross.
See? How can you find semen gross?
Ugh.
You manufacture semen.
Don't tell me what I do.
You do. Your testicles are full of semen.
What is wrong with her?
She must have had a super liberal upbringing.
That would explain so much.
I was trying to tell a story.
So why were you talking about, you know... it.
Kelsey found some.
It was Ben.
What?
I'm just saying, if you found some...
man gravy.
Semen.
Ugh. If you found some, it was Ben, not me.
No, I found some in the biorepository. Frozen.
Oh.
Wait, why is man gravy better than semen?
Ugh.
Fine. I'll call it... Alexander.
That's oddly specific.
That evening, after a peculiar dinner of Pop-Tarts and Mountain Dew, I had a restless night of sleep.
Me too. After months of hydroponic vegetables and protein packs, that meal went down like a lead balloon.
It came out like a lead balloon.
Right?
It was restless because of dreams.
Oh.
I see.
Not dreams. Memories. Like finding a biscuit you lost at the bottom of a cup of tea.
Hi, Pops.
There he is, the big shot pilot, Captain Wilson. Sorry, Commander Wilson.
It's good to see you too, Pops.
Don't you tire him out. He's had a big day.
Is he all right?
Just the usual. You were trying to do too much, weren't you, you old fool?
Get lost, Gladys, calling me old. You're only a few years younger than me.
But I wear it a hell of a lot better.
Get your fat ass back to your nursing station.
Pops, you shouldn't speak to her like that.
Ah, it's a joke. She gets it. Besides, I like to watch her wiggle away.
You're a dirty old man.
I wear that as a badge of honor. What's up, kid? You seem preoccupied.
Hmm?
I said, you seem preoccupied. Jesus, I thought I was deaf.
Just work stuff.
Don't forget that I was in the Air Force once myself. Unlike your mother, I understand most of your work stuff. Spill.
There's been an opportunity.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
You've been watching the news?
Yeah.
Did you see the announcement about the manned trip to Mars?
Yeah.
They were looking for pilots.
Oh, I see. Mars.
Yep.
Pretty far.
So they say.
Sounds great. You've always wanted an adventure, and you've always loved flying.
It's not the same.
Why not?
I'd be away a long time.
Ah, you've been posted before.
Not to the other side of the solar system. It'd be decades. A lifetime, even.
No adventure bigger.
But.
Don't you look at me like that. Don't you be putting the kibosh on your dreams because of this old carcass.
I'm trying to be realistic, Pops. If I went, I'd never see you again.
And you think I'd be happy with you hanging around here if you didn't try? Sulking about Grandpa ruining your life? I couldn't live with the guilt. I'd die on principle.
Pops.
Not leaving for a few years, is it?
No, they haven't even built the shuttle yet.
Well, then put your name down. Do the training. And if we're lucky, I'll die before you leave. You think me death is funny? You think I'm joking?
Oh.
Nah, I was joking.
Oh, Pops.
What a weird dream. So detailed, yet so mundane.
Like I said, it wasn't a dream per se.
You said it was a memory.
Yes.
But you weren't in it.
It was someone else's memory.
This Commander Wilson character.
Person.
But that's not how memories work.
Let me finish the story.
Yes, shut up, Simon.
These test results are remarkable, Wilson. The Air Force have kept you fit as a fiddle.
Thank you.
How are you finding the training?
It's pretty tough, a lot of work.
I dunno. Tests suggest this is easy peasy for you.
Is there anything else?
No, you're all good. See you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Doc.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, sorry, I was miles away.
Oh, no, my bad. I wasn't looking. Hey, you're Dr. Gutowski, right?
That's right.
The last one to vomit on the motion sickness test?
Not my favourite claim to fame, but yes.
I'm Alex.
Oh.
Commander Wilson?
Oh, of course! The dashing Air Force officer!
I prefer Alex.
Sorry, yes, that's just what... It's so nice to meet you properly.
You too. Getting your test results?
Yes, get nervous every time.
Me too.
I would have thought this is old hat to a military pilot.
But there's a lot at stake, right? Mars, no adventure bigger.
Huh, no adventure bigger. I like that.
It's yours. I hope the tests go well.
You too. I mean, I hope that whatever is happening now for you goes well.
Post-results cake, a tradition.
That's a great idea.
You should join me.
Really?
I mean, I can wait for you.
Yes, I'll see you in a minute.
See you in a minute, Dr. Kotovsky.
Yes, you shall, Commander Wilson. Oh, God, I didn't tell you my first name.
Nope.
It's Kelsey.
See you in a minute, Kelsey.
Yes. Does it make more sense now?
Oh, so it could be your memory.
Exactly.
This pilot guy, if he existed, could have told it to you or something, like a contact memory.
More like contact embarrassment.
You don't have to be here, you know, Simon. You can leave if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be good.
Door opening.
Hey, what are you all doing in here?
I had a bad dream.
I also had a bad dream.
It's my room.
Wait, where am I?
You are in Dr. Shepherd's quarters. Dr.
Oh,
Fisher.
And what time is it? Kylie, what's the time?
It's 2:35 in the morning.
Ah, that makes sense. You should all be in bed.
Kelsey was telling us about her trite dream.
Simon.
Hard pass. Dream conversations are boring.
It's not a dream.
Story, then.
It's rediscovered memories.
Kelsey.
Rediscovered because of some jizz that she found.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't yours.
Ah, Sorry, force of habit.
What?
So, tell me more about this semen.
Thank you. See, Ben is okay with the word.
Congratulations, you've got something in common with Ben.
As if that's something to be proud of.
You are being so mean this evening.
Yeah, Kelsey is the best of
us. Thank you, Ben.
Don't conflate her with a pervert like me.
Ben, do we need to talk about your self-esteem?
Possibly, it oscillates.
Look, can we get back to the story? I'm trying to be a good listener, but I'm running out of patience.
Fine with me.
Ben, are you joining us?
Thought you'd never ask. Slumber party!
No!
Hey, kid. Kid.
What? Sorry.
What is it with you of late? Anyone would think talking to dying grandfathers was boring.
Sorry, Pops. No, it's just...
Work stuff?
No, actually, it's... extracurricular.
Oh, what's a name? I was right! Wow! What is a name? Is her ass as juicy as Gladys's?
I heard that, you lech. Leave the boy alone. He doesn't want you interfering.
Interfering is all I got left.
Silly old bastard.
Her name is Kelsey. We met a couple of weeks ago and have been hanging out a lot.
A couple of weeks? And this is the first I'm hearing of it?
I didn't want to jinx it. I've never felt like this before.
Oh, listen to him. I could just melt. Bring her here. I want to meet her.
Not exactly the best timing. Does she know you're leaving the planet?
She's on the training program too. We'll be heading up and out together.
Now that is serendipitous.
For once, Gladys and I are in agreement.
I know. It's like it was meant to be.
Who's the lady with the juicy ass? She sounds fun.
She's the nurse to Alex's grandfather.
Who's Alex?
It's the name of the jizz.
It's the name of the man with whom I made a connection with during the training program.
In your dreams, anyway.
No, this isn't about dreams. Keep up.
But stop interrupting, Andrea. It's very irritating.
Excuse me?
Going on...
You're doing great, Wilson. Keep pushing.
There's something irregular about it.
You got this. Push. Push.
Oh, my God.
Quick, someone get down there. Make sure he's breathing. Call the ambulance.
There he is, the big shot pilot.
Hi, Pops.
If he wasn't getting enough attention, he had to take my gig.
Leave off. Poor Lamb has only just woken up.
Gladys?
I was worried about you. Besides, someone had to drag this old misery here to see you. Too prideful to ask your mother. Here, let me fluff your pillow. Oh. There. Not got proper nurses in this place. Don't know how to fluff a pillow.
How you doing, kid?
How does it look?
Looks like free room and board to me. What was it? What happened?
Heart arrhythmia. Collapse mid-testing.
How come the Air Force didn't pick it up?
Those cowboys.
Could have happened at any time.
Better it happen here than halfway to Mars.
Yep.
But I suppose Mars.
Yep, I'm off the program. Off the Air Force too.
That's not fair. You're one of their best pilots.
You better recover. No way in hell you're going out before me.
I'll do my best, Pops.
Gladys?
I'm sorry. It's just so sad. Can I fluff your pillow again?
When he got out of hospital, Alex headed back to the Australian Space Agency in Coonabarabran to find me. But instead, he found...
Commander Wilson! From the ashes, he is risen.
Hey, it's me! I'm in the memory!
That's right, Ben. We all worked and trained at the same place.
Awesome! I'm straddling time streams.
Focus, Ben.
Sorry.
Hello, Dr. Fisher.
Ah, please. Dr. Fisher is this plastic bird who drinks out of a cup. Call me anything else.
You all alone?
That's right. Most of the team are off on more anti-grav training, and that includes Dr. Gotowski.
I probably should have called first.
Feel free to hang around, though. I'm compiling the biorepository.
Will Kelsey be back soon?
Not for days.
Oh.
But I'm very bored and lonely, and am good at making comforting noises like, aww, or... Or, that's bullshit, bro.
So you've heard I'm off the program?
Yeah, it was bullshit, bro.
That's not necessary.
I'll dial it down a bit.
Thanks. I've accepted I'm not going to see Mars, but I'm not feeling great about Kelsey going, about losing her.
Ah, it's tricky. I mean, this Mars thing just kind of happened to you, you know? You were a pilot and then, bam, opportunity. But for Kelsey, this is the culmination of a dream. First Australian geologist on Mars.
I know.
Are you going to ask her to stay?
I can't do that to her.
But you're hoping she will. You've made a facial expression at me, but social cues and me are not the greatest, so...
Yes, I'm hoping she'll stay.
You're a braver man than I am. I'd never ask a person to give up their dreams.
Jesus.
Ah, I just thought of a way you can get to Mars. Sort of.
Go on.
It involves the biorepository. Didn't get him to rub one out in the lab, did I?
Wouldn't you remember if you had?
Is that a trick question?
When people look at you in horror and ask if you had a man masturbate into a cup for you, it is not a trick question.
There are wrong answers, however.
Do you want to know what happened to him?
Nothing happened to
all
him
right.
because
I'm of...
We know what happened to him. We know what happened to everyone, don't we? They all died in a volcano, right?
Three, two,
2, 1. Lift off.
There she goes.
Yep, she's looking good.
Not what I meant.
I know.
Gladys, are you crying again?
It's just those astronauts saying goodbye to their families. Maybe never seeing them again.
It's tough.
I'm glad you didn't go, Alex.
Thanks, Gladys.
How are you feeling, kid?
I'm all right, you know.
Don't know if I believe you.
Don't know if I believe myself, Pops.
Well, you do now.
Don't know. But I know the world isn't out of adventures for me yet. I'll just have to work a bit harder to find one a bit bigger.
It's a pity you'll never make it to Mars.
You know what? I think a part of me will.
And so I never saw him again. We did speak over the phone before the launch, but he kept himself distant. And I never fully realized why until his memories came to me.
What a great story!
It's more than just a story, Andrea. It's about a real life, about the future, about dreams.
About jizz.
I liked it. It probably makes my top 5 semen stories. Now, number 1 is
but
definitely...
But that sample, the last of Alex, the piece of him that made it to Mars. Don't you see? It was an opportunity.
Opportunity?
Was?
Alex didn't make it off Earth. I did. His semen did. And now I'm going to have his baby.
Holy shit.
Ugh. How? Ben helped
well,
me.
In my defense, I was high on Pop-Tarts at the time.
Kelsey. I don't expect you to understand. I'm not asking you to.
But I had to.
For Alex, you
for
see.
For God's sake, Kelsey.
Go on. Have a go at me.
I can take
there
it.
There was no Alex. There never was an Alex.
Yes, there was. Commander Alexander Wilson, Royal Australian Air
this
Force.
This was my command. I interviewed every member of the program. I helped pick them for my sins.
How did we all pass our psych test?
Turns out the resident psychiatrist was on meth.
Ah, I already knew that somehow.
The point is, Kelsey, I'm telling you there was no Commander Alexander Wilson.
But then, the semen in the biorepository?
I'm sorry.
We don't know whose it is.
Yes, we do.
I mean, maybe it was someone as great as this Alex sounded.
It wasn't.
We have no way of knowing.
We do.
Ben, will you shut up? Kelsey's having a moment.
Hey, I can't help but feel that it's 50% my moment too.
We are not talking about your semen.
You're talking about the sample in the biorepository.
Yes.
Then you're talking about my semen.
Oh no.
What? It was yours?
Yep.
Why?
They didn't send us up with any. Human DNA was totally excluded from the database. I found that unacceptable.
So you came in a tube and put it in the freezer?
Only once, and I labeled it correctly.
Oh no.
Kelsey.
What have I done?
Something pretty silly.
I fictionalized an entire person. An entire relationship. I thought it was real. I thought it was so real, I artificially inseminated myself.
And I helped.
Ben! Oh, God! I'm totally fucking insane!
Yes, honey. Yes, you are. But we don't care. Come
what
here.
Have I done?
Congratulations, Ben. You're gonna be the best father alive.
Thank you, Simon.
Oh, what have I done?
Humanity's Last Hope featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Andrea,
Matt Graham as Ben and Pops,
Rhiannon Mauchel as Kelsey,
Kieran Davey as Simon,
Ethan Dean as Commander Alexander Wilson,
with Miranda Selwood as Kylie.
Additional voices by
Andrew Chamberlain,
Lucy Clough,
David Moss,
and
Alice Nilsson.
Words by Kieran Davey. Music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the re-release of Episode 5 of Humanity's Last Hope. In honor of this episode's psychological collapse of Kelsey, this episode's cross-promotion is Stumble Through. Stumble Through is a podcast for young Australian adults who need a hand figuring shit out. And frankly, who doesn't need that? We're talking practical, first aid, health insurance, tax for beginners, and the more indefinable, achieving goals, juggling priorities, and his self-help bullshit. In each episode, the ever-serene Paula and her expert guests are going to take you by the hand and lead you through. Check out Stumble Through on the link where all good links are found in the episode description. The next episode of Humanity's Last Hope will be the last, and it will be coming in a fortnight. How do you feel about this re-release? What do you want to see next on the podcast? Plenty of ways to let us know back in that episode description. Thanks for sticking around, and again, thanks for listening. Bye.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.